I can never get enough of great life lessons. There is so much wisdom out there from some of the greatest minds of today and yesterday. I know life lessons are popular with listeners on this podcast, so I decided, why not do a life lesson series? Yep, we are going all out to motivate, galvanize, and stimulate you with 51 life lessons. 51, I don't know why I picked 51, but anyway, 51 life lessons coming up over the next 3 episodes. Yes, it's a mammoth 3-parter, a trilogy, to keep you suitably inspired. Hey, Matthew Norrie here, host of the Happy Habit Podcast. We talk health and well-being, conducting interviews with experts on fascinating subjects as diverse as the science of happiness, cold water therapy, and resilience, to name but a few topics. And lots more besides. If you are new, welcome. Check out some of the previous 188 episodes in the Happy Habit archive. You are bound to find something of interest. And if you have been a listener for a while, thank you very much for being here. It means an awful lot to me. And you join listeners in over 115 countries now, all around the world. And a reminder, the Happy Habit Podcast is now on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, no less. So you'll find us on plenty of platforms all across the internet. So without further ado, let's dive right into our life lessons trilogy. Number one, it's not all about you. We have a tendency to live in our own heads. We see the world through what I like to call a me filter. We are so focused on ourselves, our needs, our wants and desires that we just see ourselves in the world and forget there are other people and other perspectives out there. So open your mind. Allow yourself to at least consider other people's opinions. You never know. Seeing the world through a different, broader filter might bring benefits you never even dreamt of. Number two, your thoughts are not facts. I love this one. It's just so simple and straightforward. But let me say it again. Thoughts are not facts. We think thoughts constantly. It's what our brains were designed to do. But just because our thoughts are filling our minds from moment to moment doesn't mean they are valid. It doesn't mean they are true, and it doesn't mean that they are factual. We have to challenge our thoughts, because if we don't, and we take them as read, we run the risk of falling victim to our own thoughts, to our own thinking. This can be very detrimental to our view of ourselves and how we see the world, especially if we frequently think thoughts soaked in negativity. So step back from your thoughts, the thoughts that pop into your head all the time. Become curious about them. Challenge your thoughts. Life lesson number three from Confucius. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop. The emphasis of this lesson is whatever you do, keep moving. Because moving means progress, however incremental. Moving takes continual application as you make your journey. Do not stop moving. Number four, thoughts create feelings and feelings affect your behavior. So it's super important that we keep our thoughts in check. When we don't keep a watchful eye on our thoughts, they can have a huge impact on our emotions. And without even noticing, we can get completely caught up in anger, fear, sadness, all in a split second, which then leads to behaviors that could be described as unhealthy, unhelpful, and self-sabotaging. So be mindful of your thoughts, the emotions they create, and the actions that they lead to. Life lesson number five, age is just a number. Yes, the number of candles on your birthday cake does not have to define you. A number doesn't have to hold you back or prevent you from being the person you want to be. Ignore stereotypes about what you should or should not be because of your age. I read a book recently, and in that book was a 105-year-old woman who at the age of 80 learned how to drive. So if that doesn't embody somebody who doesn't believe that age is anything other than a number, I don't know who does. Lesson number 6. The great Greek philosopher Aristotle said, "Discover your friends and keep them close to you." Friendships to Aristotle were crucial for getting the most out of the human experience. He defined 3 types of friendships. The first kind of friendship is based on utility. These are friendships where the people are on friendly terms, mainly due to the benefits each brings to the table, like schoolmates or work colleagues. The second kind of friendship is based on pleasure. This is where people share a common interest, like an interest in sport or music. Now, the first 2 kinds of friendship based on utility and pleasure are accidental friendships. They lack real depth and don't last that long. The third and most profound and lasting kind of friendship, according to Aristotle, is a friendship based on virtue, that is, a shared appreciation for each other's values. This kind of friendship is what Aristotle refers to as a second self, someone with whom you are really connected, someone who won't bolt the minute you are unhappy or when you are going through troubled times. These kinds of friendships are rare, so nurture them and cherish them. Life lesson number 7, Confucius reminds us, wheresoever you go, go with all your heart. If you desire to succeed at anything in life, you must invest yourself in that thing, that activity, that occupation completely. This applies to everything from your relationships to your career. A half-hearted approach will not do you justice. Commit yourself fully. And number 8, following on from number 7, be honest in your work. Whether you love your job or you are simply using it as a stepping stone to get you to the next stepping stone in your career, resolve to apply yourself as honestly as you can to your work. There's nothing stopping you from doing your current job well while simultaneously figuring out your next move. Life lesson number 9. Plato reminds us that the beginning is the most important part of the work. The start of anything is the tipping point. It's the actual getting started that provides the most resistance to our progress. I'm sure you can relate to this. Say you have to study for exams, and the books are just sitting there on your desk staring at you. The hard part is simply getting started, but once you start, once you get going, the momentum builds and it gets steadily easier. The beginning is also usually when we lay out our plan of action. So we lay the foundations of our progress at this point. So when we get over the obstacle of starting something, we are already well on our way to accomplishing our preset plan. Number 10. If you are not changing, you are not living to your full potential. As a species, we are incredibly adaptable, probably the most flexible, adaptable species ever to live. When we reject change, however, because of fear or discomfort, we reject the opportunity to grow and become a better version of ourselves. Change may not bring about desired outcomes, but it will always move us forward, regardless, because you are never the same person after trying something compared to the person you were beforehand. We all have a tendency to get comfortable or in a rut, to stay with what's familiar. Ironically, we might very well be miserable in this very rut, but at least it's a rut we know. We know what it looks like and what it feels like. It can take a huge effort to get people to move out of a rut. That is the source of their misery. But once they do, they can begin to see options. Embrace change. If you are not changing, you are not getting the most out of your one life. Change opens up an entire world to us. Keep moving forward by always embracing change. Life lesson number 11 from Confucius again. Respect yourself and others will respect you. Self-respect simply means you value yourself. Look, nobody is perfect, but know that you are enough. You are aware of your strengths and you are aware of your weaknesses. You are aware you are a work in progress and feel no shame for being human and for not being perfect. When you visibly carry respect for yourself, you automatically command respect from other people. Number 12, make yourself essential and you will always be needed. If you want success, learn not just your own job but other people's too. So when they are not around, you can step into the breach. If you are able to fulfill multiple roles, you can make yourself irreplaceable. Make yourself needed. I've had to do this myself in my work in radio. I am a radio presenter. However, there have been occasions when I've had to produce programmes at the very last minute or even read the news whenever the newsreader was unavailable. It's not something that I had done before, but whenever you're thrown in at the deep end, you have no choice but to learn how to swim right there on the spot. So make yourself essential. Say yes. Number 13, your thoughts act like boomerangs. What you throw out into the company of others has a habit of coming back to you. If you are a negative person, always criticizing everyone, you will only receive negativity and criticism in return. So be careful how you think and how you speak. Life lesson number 14. Aristotle says, knowing yourself is the beginning to all wisdom. You must know your own mind, how you think and how you feel, to give yourself the best chance to live your best life. Without knowing your thoughts, your values, or emotions, you are open to being led by external forces, which could be detrimental to you. It's only when you know who you are and what your values are, how you think, how you feel, and how you behave, that you can interact with the world and reap the very best from it in order to better yourself. We can, of course, use external sources for knowledge to enhance our own wisdom, but in order to do so, we must know ourselves and the starting point we are building upon. We must always seek to be aware of ourselves and our minds and how they think as we constantly engage with our universe. Life lesson number 15. If asked to do something, say yes at first and then learn how to do it later. History is littered with examples of people who were offered an opportunity and said yes, not because they knew how to do what they were being asked to do, but because they saw the value in that opportunity. Always say yes first. Learn how to do it afterwards. Life lesson number 16, again from Confucius. As the water shapes itself to the vessel that contains it, so a wise man adapts himself to circumstances. Life will bring with it plenty of challenges. Challenges that will throw your plans a curveball. The greatest achievers are those who can meet that obstacle and adapt their approach or their aims in order to get to the other side. And life lesson number 17, the journey of your success will always begin with the smallest step. This is regardless of what field we are talking about in life, be it business or in relationships. It all begins with a small step, grounded in a desire to be better and to do better. So take that first small step. Well, that is the first 17 life lessons in our Life Lessons trilogy. We'll be back tomorrow with another 17 life lessons. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Happy Habit Podcast. Until next time, stay happy.